Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for refuah shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Lezeicha Nishmas, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Yud, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Amar Aleph at the top of the Amar, the second line at the Mishnah. So, our Mishnah continues to discuss situations where a person makes it declaration of Naziris, but it's unclear what he really meant, and the question is, will he be considered a Nazir or not? Says the Mishnah Omar, if a person saw a cow laying and seemingly unable to get up, and he makes the declaration, Omar Parazu, he says that this animal is presumably thinking, that it won't be able to get up, and to show that this person indeed feels that this animal has no way to get up, he makes the declaration, Harani Nazira, I'm accepting upon myself to be a Nazir, if the animal will be able to get up. And he says again, Ani, to emphasize what he means, in this case, the question now is, will it be considered a valid acceptance upon Aziris or not? So Tosfos and the Rosh say, what the Gemara doesn't mean to say is that the animal necessarily has intelligence and intellect to make these kind of thoughts and declarations. But just like the Pasuk, they explain, says in Yoina, V'niya chasheva lishover. If we define that pasuk literally, what the pasuk is saying is that the boat, the ship, thought it's going to break. Now, boats don't think. But what it meant was that it was obvious that that's what's going to happen. Here, too, it's certain that this animal doesn't have the strength, the ability to get up, and because it doesn't have the strength and the ability to get up, he's saying, I'm sure that that's what this animal is thinking to itself. Or he says, he sees a door closed tight, and he says, that this door is certainly thinking that it can't be opened, it's shut tight. And to show how certain he is, the person who's making this declaration, is so certain that this door cannot open. He says, Haredi Nazira, I accept upon myself Naziris, im neftach, if this door will be able to open up. And then he emphasizes by saying the word ani. So says the Mishnah Beishamai Amrim, in these cases, Nazir. He's going to be considered a Nazir, even if what he's speaking about is the meat of the animal, or speaking about the door. And as the Rishonim explained, just like we had in our previous daf, in our previous shiur, that when somebody made a declaration, Hareni Nozim and Agroigris, which of course Naziris doesn't apply to figs, still Beishamai said he's a Nazir. So too, when somebody's saying a Nazir regarding a cow, regarding a door, Beishamai will still hold that he's considered a Nazir. Says Astrub Kivega, as we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, the reason why in the previous shiur the person is a Nazir, even though he said Menagroigris, is because he began with a declaration, Harei Alai Nazir. And since he began with that declaration, so Beishamai explained in our previous shiur, that makes him to a Nazir. And even if he says immediately afterwards, as we explained, the words Menagroigris, it can't change what he began with, a declaration of Hareini Nazir. But here, why is he a Nazir? Where is the declaration to the same extent? So the Rishonim say we have to say that in our Mishnah, we're going to have to learn that even though he said Hareini Nazira It's the same as saying Hareini Nazir. And since he said Hareini Nazir, that's why it's acceptance of a Naziris. Rav Kiveger himself is not satisfied with such a teretz, because Rav Kiveger says you can't compare the declaration that was made in the previous year where the person said Hareini Nazir versus a declaration that was made in our year where he said Hareini Nazira. Amar Bihuda, but now says Rav Bihuda, a different way of understanding the opinion. Av Kishamar Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai who made the declaration, Lo Amru, doesn't say it, Ela Oima Hare Parazai like carbon, that he said that he wants this animal to be also to him, just like a carbon. He meant to make a nether that the animal is also to him, in my medicine. But what he meant to say, says Rabbi Huda, never did he mean, that he says Rabbi Huda, that he meant that that he should be a Nazir. What he meant to say was, we had a similar pshat in our previous year as well, they meant to say is that if this animal will succeed in getting up, what he means to say is if the animal will succeed in getting up, then I will not be allowed to eat from its meat, just like carbon meat we know is hegdish. What he meant to say is this meat will be to me hegdish, and I will not be able to will be hegdish, I will not be allowed to eat it. So he's not making a naziris, he's only making a nether. Says the Gemara, para mika mishtaya, as we explained in the Mishnah, the person who made this declaration, what he meant to say was that this animal is thinking that it's not able to get up. Asked the Gemara, is an animal able to talk? Was it able to think that he's attributing what he's saying, or what he's saying, what he intends to say, or intends to do, to an animal's thoughts? Answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Bar Mechama, Hachamai Skinen, how are we to understand the Mishnah? Kigayin Shayis Aparafu Tzulafanav, there's an animal laying on the ground in front of him. Vamar, and this person who sees this animal, says to himself, Surapurzu, this animal is certainly thinking, Enai Medis, that it doesn't have the ability to get up. And to show how certain he is that that's what this animal is assuming, he says, Hareini Nazir Mibsara, I will not be allowed to eat from its meat, Im Amdameleha, if it does succeed in getting up. And then, Vamdameleha, and the animal did get up. And since the animal did get up, so it should be, the halacha ought to be, that he is a Nazir. And as the Rishonim point out, if he made a Tanai, that if this animal gets up, I should not be late to eat, that certainly should ought to be a valid nether. So because of that, since he, however, so if a person will make a nether, that if this animal gets up, I may not eat from its meat, that would be a perfectly legitimate nether. Rather, here he said the words, Hareini Nazir. And now, says the Gemara, V'holcha b'sham l'shitason, v'b'sel l'shitason. Now the machlokes that we had previously, b'shamai and b'sel, suggests the Gemara, kicks in. V'holcha b'sham l'shitason, v'b'sel l'shitason, b'sel and b'shamai follow their respective opinions that we had previously. B'shamai d'amri, minagroigus, they're just like somebody said, Hareini Nazir, minagroigus, minadvela. If somebody made that kind of a declaration in our previous year, Beis Shammai said, have a Nazir. Say it too in our Mishnah, says the Gemara, says Rami Bachama, Hachanami, this person in making the declaration, Ki Omar, Hareini Nazir of Sora, what he means is, have a Nazir. For as we explained, the moment he made the statement, have a Nazir, he's a Nazir, according to Beis Shammai. And that becomes a fact that can't be reversed. Basil's Amrim, whereas Basil's opinion is Loyav Nazir, because we, as we learned in a previous year, we have here a situation of Nedroi or Pischai Imoi. We have a Neder where immediately he retracted, as we said, or since he said Hareini Nazir Menagroigrus, or the declaration of our Mishnah. In these cases, Basil explains that everybody will agree that he's not a Nazir. He did not make a proper declaration that he's proper declaration of being a nazir. And as I saw Tosfos explains, he says the person that's what the Tosfos has a little different approach to this Mishnah. Tosfos' approach to this Gemara, he says that the person is actually thinking to himself, this animal thinks to itself that it could get up. And I know that the animal can't get up. And to show how confident he is in what he's thinking, he's saying that if it will get up, I'll be a nazir. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're explaining our Mishnah, ask the Gemara, v'amruo b'sham echad azimna. Wasn't that the case that we learned in our previous year, where somebody made this ambiguous declaration of Naziris, or if we could be a little sharper, and saying that it's not even a proper way of declaring Naziris. Yet in the previous year we learned that Beishamai holds he's going to be a Nazir. So what is new in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Tati Talas. The reason Beishamai wanted to make his point in giving a number of examples, Mina Groigris, Mina Poro, Mina Delas, all to make the same point. V'chein Tana Rav Chiya, and so too does Rav Chiya explain, Trei Tlas, the same rule is taught us in 2-3 different examples. V'chein Amar Rav Oishia, and so too does Rav Oishia explain, Tati Tlas, the same halacha is explained in a number of situations. So of course the question now comes, why do we need to have all these different examples to teach us the same point? V'trichi, Ditme Baha, if we only had the machloikis of Beishamai and Beis Hillel, when somebody said, Hareni Noyazer, Megroigus Dvela, that's where suggests the Gemara, Hasuhu the Amri Beishamai have a Nazar. That's where Beishamai says that the person is going to be a Nazar. Shum the Michlefin Banovim, grapes and figs get easily substituted, perhaps because they both intoxicated, they both intoxicate, they're both fruits that grow from a tree, they're both from the Shivas Haminim, so they're easily interchanged. Ava Basa Banovim, the first case of our Mishnah, we're talking about cow meat. There's no connection between cow meat and grapes. Loi Michla. Vietna Basar, if we only had the case of our Mishnah with the Basar, Hacha da Amri Beishamai have a Nazar. This is where perhaps Beishamai says the person's a Nazar. Why? Because Bisra Chamra, normally a meal travels together, meat and wine. Avil Groigris Udvelim, you don't necessarily normally eat figs together with grapes. Loi, there's no reason that anybody would make that type of mistake. And therefore, even maybe Beishamai would agree that it's not a valid in any way declaration of Naziris, Kamash Malon. That's why it's considered a Naziris. So Rekiv Eger asks that the Mishnah Masech, the Trumas Paragimel Mishnah Ches, teaches us that if somebody intended to say on fruit that they are Truma, and he made a mistake and he said they're Meiser, or he intended to say that a certain animal that he has, he wants it to be a carbon oiler, and he made a mistake and he said it should be a Shlomim. The halacha is we completely discount what he said. Because there's a halacha that you have to have piv v'libay shavim. That in order for a declaration to be considered a valid declaration, the declaration has to make sense, and it has to be that was his intention to make his declaration. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, yes, this person intended to say grapes, and by accident he said figs. So it's a situation of ein piv v'libay shavim. And if it's ein piv v'libay shavim, the declaration should be discounted. So answers Rav Kivega, that Mishnah is actually teaching us that whenever somebody says something which he didn't mean to say, and he said something which wasn't what he was thinking, so the halacha says that that's not considered a valid declaration. So therefore, if somebody said, meant to say Meiser, and he said Truma, that it's not considered a declaration of Truma, and it'd be completely discounted. When somebody says Hareni Nozim and Agroigris, it's very different. Because as we keep on learning throughout our Masechta, the declaration of Hareini Nazir is considered a full-fledged declaration. Moreover, this individual wanted to be a Nazir. What happened here was that he added the words Minagroigris. And now the question is, do those words Minagroigris have the ability to undo the perfect declaration of Hareini Nazir? Says Beis Shammai, since the person began here with a perfectly good declaration of Hareini Nazir and the Minagroigris, as the Gemara just explained, could easily be explained as a substitution for wine, for grapes. That's why it's considered a valid declaration of Nazirus. The Chroinim also ask a question. They ask, we know that throughout Shas, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. And what we're finding here in our Gemara, they point out, is that our Gemara is focusing on explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai. Why are we focused on Beis Shammai's opinion when the halacha is like Beis Hillel? So the simple teretz is that the opinion that we're mentioning of Beis Shammai, the way we're explaining Beis Shammai, actually very much helps us understand the opinion of Beis Hillel as well. Because just like according to Beis Shammai, the Gemara is telling us why it is a Nazir, in all these cases, the Gemara is teaching us that according to Beis Hillel, maybe it should be good reason that even Beis Hillel should accept that this should be a valid declaration. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara is coming to teach us. That all of these reasons that the Gemara is giving why it should be a Nazir, and that's why indeed, according to Beis Shammai, it is considered a valid declaration of Nazirus. Beis Hillel does not agree with those explanations, and Beis Hillel holds that because this statement is such a difficult statement, it falls into, as we said previously, what we learned in the previous year, into the category of Nidroi Upiskai Imai, and he wouldn't be a Nazir. Continues the Gemara. V'yitmar. If we had only learned the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Bahani Tarti, in the case of Groigris and the case of Basur, we would think Hani Dukamer Beis Shammai, that's where Beis Shammai says the person becomes a Nazir. Aval, the case that we had in the Mishnah with the door, what is the connection of a door to a Naziris? And maybe in that case, Beis Shammai Eimim Moidelul Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Hillel that he wouldn't become a Nazir. And says the Gemara, as we just explained, if we only had this last case with the door, we would perhaps assume that's what Beis Hillel will say, that since a door has nothing to do with Naziris, that's why Beis Hillel will hold it, they're not a Nazir. Aba Hachtarti, in the first two cases, whereas we explained how we can connect groigris, figs, to grapes, how we can connect meat to grapes, in those cases, Beis Hillel maybe agrees to Beis Shammai. Kamash Malon, that as we said, in all these cases, the Beis Hillel does not agree with Beis Shammai. So the Rishonim asked the question, we still don't understand, why do we need all three cases? Groigris, Parah, and Dallas. Why don't we have two cases? Parah, which is connected to wine, Beis Hillel still holds, is not a Nazir. And Delos, which is not connected to Naziris, is still according to Beis Shammai, going to be a Nazir. Why do we have to have three cases? So the Rishonim say that once we have the two cases, Groigris Aparo, which we just explained, are very understandable why we need to have these two cases, then the third case was mentioned, Agav Orcha. But indeed, the only two cases were really necessary. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, but Rami Bachama explained our Mishnah, going back to the opinion of Rami Bachama. The way Rami Bachama explained our Mishnah is what happened was that this person made a declaration. And as Tosfos explained, he was saying that there's actually a debate going on here between the man and the cow. Will the cow be able to get up, or will the cow not be able to get up. And based on that, he connected his Naziris. Says the Gemara, asks Rava to Rama Bechama, Miktani im Amdam Elea, did the Mishnah say that? If Rama Bechama is correct, that it depends if the cow is able to get up by itself or not able to get up by itself, so the Mishnah should have mentioned that. The Mishnah should have said that if the cow gets up by itself, he will be a Nazir. And if he won't be able, and if it doesn't get up by himself, he isn't a Nazir. So why, if that's the critical condition that the person meant to make, if that was the critical condition that the person meant to make, why wasn't that Tanai and that Amdamelea mentioned in the Mishnah? So of course, Tosfos asks a question that we often find in the Gemara, the concept of Chsurim Echser V'Achketani, that there are words that belong in the Mishnah and weren't mentioned. So why doesn't Rami Bechama, or Rava himself, understand that even though these words are missing from the Mishnah, this should be considered a situation of Chsurim Echser V'Achketani? So Tosfos has a very important answer. Tosfos says that indeed, we often and Shas have Chsurim Echser V'Achketani, but we only could legitimately apply a concept of Chsurim Echser V'Achketani where it's obvious that those words are missing. Particularly according to the explanation we often give in Chsurim Echser V'Achketani, that really the Mishnayos that we learn are Torah Sheba Peh. And since the Mishnayos that we learn are Torah Sheba Peh, really nothing should have been committed to writing. However, as we know, Rebbe said, Eis lasas l'Hashem haferu teresecha, and he saw that there was a distinct need to put these words down into the Mishnayos. But he only did it because it was Eis lasas l'Hashem. It wasn't something that he was anxious to do or wanted to do. So whenever he was able to avoid putting it down, he was able to not write it, he didn't write it. But that's in a case where the words are obviously missing. In a case where the words are not obviously missing, there they of course have to be stated, and we can't just rely on a Chsurim Echser V'Achketani. And therefore, Rami Bachama's explanation on the Mishnah, there's this sort of debate going on between the animal and the person, is not something that's obvious, and if that's what the Mishnah meant to say, asks Rava, the Mishnah should have said so. Elam Rava, therefore Rava has a different interpretation of our Mishnah. Elam Rava, Kigon Shai Sapara Rutzulafonov, that the animal was laying on the floor. And what the animal was laying on the floor, and it can't get up. And therefore, the animal is saying to itself, if I will eventually get up, I hope that it will be able to be brought as a carbon. And even though it's very interesting, the Rishonim point out, the para is not necessarily used for any of the kabbonis that a nazir brings. So what are we attributing to the para's thinking that it wants to be brought as a carbon nazir? A para is not a carbon nazir. So the Rishonim say, interestingly, that even though, as we learn and will continue learning quite extensively in our Masechta, that the Nazir has to bring certain animals, certain kabbonis, when he completes his term of Naziris, it was quite common that the people who brought the Karban Nazir also brought other animals along at that time. And that's what happened here. El Amarava, Kain Shai Sapara Rutzul Fanav, the animal is laying, and people think to themselves that the animal is saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and I will be able to get up, I will be brought together with the Karban Nazir. And Omar, and the person who's standing there, makes the declaration, Hareini Nazir Emedes, I will indeed do what this animal is thinking. And he says, Harei Elei Karban, I'm going to bring this as a Karban together with my other Karban Naziris. According to Beis Shammai, that is a proof that he wants to be a Nazir and bring this animal along with the other animals that he would have to bring when he completes his terms of Naziris. And Beis Hillel holds that this is not considered a valid declaration of Naziris. And again, even according to Rava, point out the Rishonim, there's a lot that we're attributing to what wasn't said explicitly. But even though we're attributing something that wasn't said explicitly, it still makes sense that that's what's going on here. Says the Gemara Bishlama, according to the Rava's opinion, Parabas Karbanhe. So we could understand when the animal is laying, we could understand how Rava explained the Mishnah, that the animal is thinking, since I can't get up, if I'll be able to get up, Hashem will help that I'll get up, I'll be brought as a carbon with the Nazir, bringing his carbon. But the next case of the Mishnah, when we speak about a door, how will Rava interpret that case of the Mishnah? Delos bas carbon he, you can't bring a delos. And again, as the Rishonim point out, the animal, even though this animal, the para, the cow, is not one of the animals that's brought as a carbon nazir, it can be brought as a carbon. It could accompany the other carbon nazir. Nothing like that could be said regarding a door. Answers the Gemara El Amar Rava. Rava explains the Mishnah somewhat differently now. Kigan Shayapari wrote to Lufanov, there's an animal laying on the floor. And this person says, I already nazir miyayin, I'm not going to be allowed to drink wine imloy amda, if the animal doesn't get up. And then amda melah, and the animal, Baruch Shem, gets up by itself. Now, the machloikah, says Rava, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is what did the person mean with this tanai, with this stipulation? Beis Shammai savra, torfa da hagavra, what the person meant to say was, he wants to be able to say that he has the ability to pick up the animal. He's upset that the animal is laying there, and he says, I could pick you up. And therefore, he says, if I won't have the ability to pick you up, then I'll be a nazir. And indeed, what happened was, he didn't pick it up. The animal got up by itself. And therefore, Beis Shammai says he's a nazir. Or Beis Hillel Savri, the person's intention was that if the animal doesn't get up, he'll be a nazir. Mishum Dervihu, he's upset that the animal's laying here, and because he's upset, he says that if the animal doesn't get up, I will be a nazir. But what happened here was Va'amda. The Beis Hillel, the animal did get up. And since the animal got up, therefore, he's not a nazir. So it turns out that the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is how to define the word amda. According to Beis Shammai, the word amda means that I will pick it up. And if I don't succeed in picking it up, then I'm going to have to be a nazir, even though the animal got up. Beis Hillel's opinion is, Omda means that the animal got up. And as long as the animal got up, it doesn't make a difference how it got up. The reality is the animal got up. And since it got up, that's why he is not a nazir. Yochi, ask the Gemara that if that's what the person meant, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Amos Seif Amar Yehuda, Avkish Amar Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai stated their opinion, Loi Amru Ella Ba'omer, only when he said Hare Eli Karbon. What he meant to say was that the animal should be usher as a carbon. Ask the Gemara if Rav is correct that he said first Hareni Nazir Miyayin Par Mikamatus Amidi. What did he say? He said the word Para. He's saying that he's being a Nazir. If the animal doesn't get up, how can we say that? So according to the Tanakhama's explanation, that what he meant to say was that he's connecting his naziris to the animal getting up. And as we just said, it depends what he meant. But he means to be a nazir, and he's connecting that naziris to the animal getting up. So that we can understand. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah is saying that It's only a question that if he's going to be usur, if the issue is that will the animal be usur to him? If the animal is usur to him, why? What does that have to do? How do we understand that? Elo kigoyin to amar. So again, the Gemara reinterprets. It says kigoyin to amar reini nozim b'sara. I'm not going to eat its meat imloy amda, if the animal doesn't get up. And then amda meila got up by itself. Beshamay savro. Beshamay says that torfidai gavro. What was this person's intention? Mishum ukmer biyadei. What he meant to say was, I should have the ability to pick up the animal. And he didn't pick up the animal. But since he didn't keep up the animal, what he meant to say was that the animal should be also to him, since he did not have the ability to pick it up. Basil Savri, whereas Basil's opinion is, Turfa the High Gavro, the person's intention was Mishum Derviya, that the animal was laying there. And therefore he was upset. And he said that the animal should be usur if it stays laying. But when the animal cometh, got up, so then he didn't mean to make the animal usur. Ask the Gemara, but according to this, if the animal indeed doesn't get up, then Basil will agree he'll be a nazir. Will agree that he's not allowed to eat from the meat. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Basil savri ilo comment how nazir, that he'll not be allowed to eat the animal, or that it'll be a nazir. Vamrit m'sara, but somebody says, m'sara lo have a nazir. So why would Basil ever consider this person a nazir? If the animal, and we're saying that a Basil will agree that if the animal doesn't get up, he's going to be a nazir. Answers the Gemara, Basil is addressing Beishamai. Says the Gemara, l'tamai de Beishamai kamrei. L'di don, I feel like I come and I have a nazir. Even if the animal won't get up, it doesn't make a difference. Gets up, it doesn't get up. That's not the way Nazirus works, as Basil has been saying for the last two dafim. El, but now Basil is addressing Beishamai. L'di tchu, the amir have a nazir. You're much more lenient, and you're much more accepting of a declaration of Nazirus. Oidel aminis, but Basil says to Beishamai, ought you not to agree the tofada den gavra mishum derviya, that the person is making this declaration because the animal is laying and it didn't get up, and therefore he's upset, and therefore he makes this declaration. And here the animal got up, and since the animal got up, your declaration should be null and void. And Beishamai responds to Beisil, laf tofdai gavra. What made the person make this statement? Mishum ukme biyadehu, because he was depending it on the animal getting up by him being able to pick up the animal. And at the end, even though the animal indeed got up, but he wasn't the one that picked up the animal. And since he wasn't the one that picked up the animal, it's not considered, according to Beishamai, it's considered that he failed in the fulfilling the stipulation. And therefore, not only does Beishamai agree that somebody could be a nazir even with a minimal declaration, but even this declaration, he says, since he meant that he should be able to pick up the animal, and if at the end he doesn't pick up the animal, that means he has to become a nazir. There's a very interesting point that the Shaul Sechuvas HaRashba makes based on this Gemara. The Gemara, according to the interpretation, certainly of Rabbi Yehuda, is saying that an animal could be a carbon. Animal should be treated like carbon, even with this interesting and unclear declaration. So we see from here, and it's not just a lack of clarity here. It's also an asmachta. An asmachta, as we often explain in our shiurim, means that when somebody makes a declaration and it's not certain what's going to happen. In all those cases and throughout Shas, we have a question if that's a legitimate way of affecting a kinyan. Here in our Gemara, which seems to be an asmachta, we see that it is an effective way of declaring something hegdish. Explains the Rashba that even though throughout Shas an asmachta maybe isn't the way to an effective kinyan, here it will be a legitimate way to affect the kinyan. And the reason why, explained Achronim, is why by Hegdish is an asmachta effective, even though it's not effective in other areas of halacha, because there's another halacha that we've learned. Amirasul gvaya k'misirasul lehedjit. Now normally we need to have a full-fledged act of a kinyan. By Hegdish, amirasa, just pledging it, is enough of a kinyan. So we see that the halachas of kinyonim by Hegdish are different than anywhere else in halacha, and therefore, though in other areas you can't have an asmachta, you have to have a proper kinyan, by Hegdish, that isn't the case.